Ban Khanama Kemis. This is Bad Vice with Simeon Ross. Or, as my friend Ross would say, Bad Vice. Worse every cent.
No, it's cheaper than therapy. Worse every cent.
My boy.
I always have to save you. Also, that was terrible advice for you to speak up to cons.
Oh, donkey, sir.
The old bluff.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Oh. He's a poker player. I want to break up with my girlfriend, but she has an inverter.
How bad is the load shedding schedule?
If we're talking worst case scenario here, he's on the Eskom grid.
Because I've got an inverter.
Okay.
In my house in Joburg, I've got an inverter.
Wow.
But you must make sure you got the lithium batteries.
Yeah.
The way they sell it to you also.
Yeah, that Gizu.
Yeah. If the Gizu adverts are coming up on your Instagram filter feed, don't worry about this girl. No. But anyway, the inverter thing, if you got the lithium batteries, you sort it because then it's lacquer. Don't break up with her. Cheat with someone that got solar.
Ooh, that's a good one. Because then you see which is better.
Yeah, because you know my default answer is always cheat.
Yeah, of course. Cheat, kiss him, cheat. Yeah, do the things. Cheat.
But I'm saying that if you need the Wi-Fi and all of that stuff, which the vast majority of people need, right?
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to keep the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la. I don't know why. But I mean, like, you're going to have to keep
her. It's a club
but
banger.
But now, also, all of a sudden, Eskom's a push. The app is your best friend all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But it's saying, if you got the app, now you know how to work your day.
That's true.
So you don't? Do you really need her because she has the inverter?
I mean, he's used to a certain lifestyle now. They never go out.
Oh, okay, wait. Flip it. Drain the inverter.
Yeah.
Because they have a reason. You keep it on.
Oh, I thought like drain the inverter like he runs a cable from her house to his house.
That's a long... Like, there's many ways to drain the inverter, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that if you drain it, then you can cause issues with you and the girl. And you'd be like, well, you know what the thing is? We're always fighting.
Yeah.
And this inverter always seems to be the problem.
It's like the joke that when Abby and I started dating, that I started dating her because she had DSTV.
Did she?
She did have DSTV, but nice. I will neither confirm nor deny that we started dating because of the DSTV.
Okay, can I ask a couple of follow-up?
I don't know.
When you started dating,
yeah,
would you spend a lot of time at her house?
Mostly, yes.
Okay, were her parents there?
Yes.
Were they watching the DSTV?
Yeah, but they had multiple, you could do the, yeah.
Oh, they're in different rooms.
Yeah, bruh. You could switch the channels and shit.
Okay, so you'd go over and then you'd watch TV with Abby?
Yeah.
For how many hours? A lot of hours, right? Yo, if DSTV hear this story, they make a documentary. You know when they're just like, oh, we want to hear from our clients how we brought them closer together.
My man.
There's Ross Sullivan.
I enjoyed watching DSTV by her so much that she got me hooked on Grey's Anatomy.
That thing's still on.
It's still going.
You lie.
I'm not. There's only two of them left. From the original cast. It's
Grey.
No, she's even gone. She only narrates now.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I only watched the first season. So let me
that's like 20 years ago.
You lied. 20 years ago.
Might as well be.
Okay. Is McDreamy there?
No, dead.
McSteamy?
Dead.
McCreamy?
Dead. He died first. Too creamy.
So what about the Chinese actress?
She left.
She left?
She still texts sometimes.
She texts.
Yeah.
Who watches the show then?
We do.
To this day. Yeah, you definitely got married because of the DSTV as well.
We only watch it to see how it ends. We've come too far. We put in too many hours.
Wait, is it going to end?
Every year, Sammy, we see the story. Grey's Anatomy renewed for season 25. And we're like, Jesus, they just stop it now.
I love them. I love them.
Shonda Rhimes is...
Not Shonda Paul.
No, she's not Shonda Paul.
Oh, is Shonda Rhimes on it now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's writing for it.
No, she created it. She's the show.
Shonda Rhimes created Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Shonda Rhimes.
Summer Game at all. Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, we're all learning something today.
I wish you well.
This one girl thinks we're dating. Mm. And I didn't ever necessarily say that. But I see why she would think that. Mm. But I wasn't even flirting. Mm. I was just being nice. And I don't know how to confront her about it because she will flip out in capital letters. Like she is very emotionally volatile And I'm low-key kind of scared.
Wait.
So I've just been going with it.
Wait.
I'm too young to be dealing with this. Please help.
No, you have kissed this girl. You have led this girl down the garden path.
This story is too long.
It's too long. You are saying things in this thing going, I don't know how I landed up in this situation.
I can see why she would think that.
No, you have kissed this girl.
Yeah.
And you have called her baby.
Yep.
And you've gone on dates together. You may not call it a date, but you're just like, will you be my Valentine?
100%.
You have done all of these things and now she's going, this is my boyfriend.
Bruh, heart emojis, kiss emojis.
And now all the other girls that you smock are going, oh, but you're dating this girl. Yeah. And now you're upset because like, I'm not dating this girl. I'm too young.
Yeah, I'm too young. And the thing in all caps is that she will flip out. He's scared as shit right now.
He is. You know what he's done? He's told her, you have an inverter. And I like hanging out with you. This is the same guy. Yeah, he's providing more content.
Yeah.
There's no way, bro. There's no, because like, if you didn't kiss the person, okay, cool. We aren't dating. Why? Yeah. We're not intimate. You're just a close friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hang out all the time. Yes, as friends do.
Yeah.
Because now you've got something to...
I've never kissed you.
I've never kissed you. But you know, you and I are sitting at the coffee shop all the time. You gave me a rose on Valentine's Day. Yeah, because you're a girl. I just thought of something nice. You see how without the intimacy, you sorted.
Yeah.
You are fine. The reason why you're typing out long essays is because you've kissed. You have kissed. You've kissed this girl.
It's that sound.
Yes.
This is when he realized he fucked up.
Yeah, exactly that. Mm-hmm. You have kissed this girl.
Mm. And now you want an out.
And you
be a man.
Yes. Do the right thing.
No, because that's your only fucking option.
Yes. What you need to do is sit down with this girl and say, you know what? Me, I'm a hunt. I'm a strat hunt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that how strat hunt sound?
That's what I do. You know my nickname with my friends is Stratont. But I'm not even a Stratont.
It is not. It is Stratont. They do not call you Stratont.
I'm going to show you a message now, right? I'm going to show you a message.
Samir the Stratont.
I'm going to show you a message from my friend.
Oh, that's why your surname is Arf?
They call me Stratont. This is my bra, right? I'm going to show you his... Must be his last one too.
What's his nickname? Duck.
So I posted a story about all the people that are in my DMs, right? And then look what he commented.
Not even the word on it. And
look what I responded with.
Isn't that the same that the she-wolf does?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Ombudsman of the streets here, my man.
So, okay. I take it your point is valid. And this is the thing.
But bad advice, though. Bad advice.
Don't break up with her.
Yeah, don't break up with her. Keep going. See how long you... See if you can get another girlfriend, keep being friends. And then the day after you married, and she's like, I don't know you were married.
Yeah, this is my son.
What do you mean you didn't know? Right? Let's see how long. And you know, with the flip out thing, because he goes...
Yeah.
And this is what
he said, emotionally unstable was the word.
Men, you know the guys that do that. Yeah. It's like, oh, she's going to flip out.
Yeah, don't put your dick in crazy.
Exactly, right? Mm. That type of girl. You know what, my man? Go take your hiding.
Yeah, take it.
Go take your hiding. Mm. This guy's scared of reputational damage.
Everybody want to be a man until it's time for consequences. Yes.
And I can tell you now, this guy's girlfriend probably could body slam this.
She's going to fuck. And I will. Please send us the video.
You know when you go, yeah. For me, volatile.
She's taking. If they're Muslim, she's taking a scarf off.
This was not Muslim.
How do you know that?
I know him. I met him before.
Can you stop knowing all the problems?
No, some you mean
it really takes the mystery away from everything.
If you, I'm on the streets.
I know you're on
meet
the streets.
The people on the streets.
I know you're the ombudsman.
But there we go.
I like to have the picture of these people in my head.
But then you're gonna only picture the people that ask us questions as Muslims.
Yeah, because you're the one that put the questions.
No, they're more than Muslims.
Yeah, they are more than Muslims. People. Muslims are more than people. Okay. More than.
Let's see how far this goes.
Next question.
Yeah, I thought. Oh man, that's Cadbury. That was Cadbury though. I'm a chocolate connoisseur.
Diabetes?
No, I just know my chocolates.
Hey, it's diabetes. Okay.
A my dad has diabetes.
Mm.
So I'm going to tell him that. What can I tell him for his leukemia?
Well, I'm not f***ing touching that.